Hello, this is Duncan Newcomer. Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. "The fiery trial through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation." That was how he closed his address to Congress on the 1st of December, 1862. Lincoln and the country were in a crisis. People were angry and uncertain about a seemingly endless war. His political party, the Republican, had almost lost control of the Congress. The other party, the Democrat, gained greatly in the fall election. Many people in the North were very unhappy with the idea that freedom for the slaves was now going to be a reason for the war. It had been, most thought, a war just about the union of the nation. And now the announced Emancipation Proclamation was about to be officially issued in January. So what was the honor and the dishonor that Lincoln so boldly stated would be each of their own personal legacy? It was, did they have it within themselves to save the Union? That would be their honor or their dishonor. And more, could they hold the power and bear the responsibility of what? Of ending the war and slavery. "Of slave freedom," he said, "in giving freedom to the slave, we assure freedom to the free." It was a win-win in his mind, because it was now a moral thing. Slavery not only enslaved blacks, it deeply bonded the whites to cruelty and to an ignoble, un-American life. This is much like Martin Luther King Jr., 100 years later, who deeply preached that black freedom also freed whites from their brutal ways and our hatreds. So the fiery trials through which we pass forge our character. This is a personal thing in Lincoln's mind as well as about the nation. "No personal significance nor insignificance can spare one or another of us," he said. So what about fire? I've named this radio feature Quiet Fire because those two words capture something essential about all of Abraham Lincoln and his spiritual life. Next broadcast, we'll look at the word quiet, that contemplative silence that looms around Lincoln. Putting these two words together, quiet and fire, is almost contradictory. Not all fires are quiet by any means. And he was the commander-in-chief over America's greatest explosion of firepower to date, the Civil War. But Lincoln himself was a very paradoxical person, seemingly full of contradictions, such as rollicking humor and yet so acquainted with grief. In fact, paradox, his union of opposites, is one of the paramount characteristics of Lincoln. You can hardly say one thing about him when you have to say the opposite. Just think of his face. People often decried how ugly he was. Yet we have photographs and witnesses who speak of a calm and radiant beauty to his countenance. We often see Lincoln in our artistic imagination as a boy reading by the hearth fire in the log cabin. More likely he was to read by candlelight off in a corner or in a sleeping loft. It was a crowded cabin, maybe 14 by 16, and a blended family of seven. He was, by the way, the candle keeper for the Free Baptist Church his parents attended. A little scrolled-up note has been found in between logs in the church, in which he put down the sum of the candles remaining and signed it, as he did, A. Lincoln. So we see him near fires and flames. One fiery flame he would have seen as a boy was the controlled burning of the giant trees, the primeval forest of southern Indiana. These were giant old trees, and to clear them for farmland, they would be girdled with an axe one year and then dry and dead, set on fire the next. You can imagine this intelligent, sensitive boy watching these huge torches burning fire by night, pillars of smoke by day. Fire, being fiery, works as a symbol of Lincoln in the following way. Fire has long been a symbol for a dynamic spiritual principle. It is a primary element in Taoism, the Tao itself of Lao Tse. It was the primary substance of the universe to the ancient philosopher Heraclitus. Fire was the voice of freedom to Moses, the burning but unconsumed bush, let my people go. Tongues of flame speak of the word of God, the Logos, to Jesus' disciples. Heraclitus had the same wisdom about paradox that Lincoln had. Opposite things can be, from a certain point of view, the same. There's a lot of mercy and peace in that logic. Fire is the symbol of the interchange of all elements. Heraclitus, known as the weeping philosopher, was the you can't stand in the same river twice guy. You can see that he was into dynamic process life. The entire cosmos is an ever-living fire. So was Lincoln into dynamic process life. Rebels were brothers. Political life was about both and, not either or. Now, the suddenly more famous Catholic monk Thomas Merton once said, "Our spiritual and mystical destiny is to awake to the fire that is within us, and our happiness depends on the harmony in conflict, the harmony in conflict that results from this awakening. True peace is the hidden attunement of opposite tensions, a paradox, and a mystery, transcending both sense and will, like the ecstasy of the mystic." When Lincoln ran for the presidency, there was a popular youth movement that supported him. They would have torchlight parades at night, the young men and women with signs about freedom. They were called the Wide Awakes. Lincoln was a wide awake. He was wide awake to the fire within him, to fulfill the fire that he believed enlightened America. Abraham Lincoln was a spiritual man, and his spirit continues to teach and to inspire us. The quiet fire of Lincoln can continue to light us down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.